We could do Balakusha Manjali, that would be
Balakusha Manjali. Have you read the translations?
Yes.
Of the slokas?
The last one we did, I think, was 45.
45. Any question?
Surjamani Nirmita Vedija Madhya Mugdhan Nibhavat Yali Kulai Adhitaya Argyam. Argyam Samarpayitum Utka Dhyastava Arat Sajjani King Sumukhi Dashrati Dashikeya. I told this?
Yes.
Then this has been done? Okay. Then 46 or anything remains? What I have told? Remember me? What else?
I remember you telling how Krishna became the Purohit for the Surya Puja and was speaking verses that had two meanings.
Vitra.
Radharani went early in the morning.
She is praying that when you will go to worship sun, I want to be with you, having all the puja samagri, material of worship with me and go with you. And I'll stop there. Brajapur, next week. This is clear. Now we go further. You understand all these things? Brajapur Pati Ragya Agya Mishtamannam Bau Vidham Pati Jatnat Svein Pakkam Varoru Sabadaniya Sakhinam Mad Vidhanan Chahastai Madhumathan Nimittam King Tvayasan Nidhaptyam. Here, Bara Uru, Baroru, in first line end, Baroru.
Baroru.
He is Sambodhan. Sambodhan means calling Srimati Radhika as Baroru. What is written there?
Beautiful size.
This is one word. But here the meaning is also another. Bara Uru to cook the art of cook. Srimati knows this art so well than any of this world
Vaikunth world and Braj world. Urumansa, so much efficient in that art. Understand?
Yeah.
What happened?
She is the best cook of any person.
Also in Braj. She cooks so fine. Vara, Shrestha. Shrestha means
best
qualified. Uru means aur bhi adhik. और भी अधिक मैंने महति इन संस्कृत वर्ड महान
ग्रेटेस्ट
एंड पूज्या मैंने इन दिस आर्ट सी इज पूज्या मैंने
वर्शिपेबल
बाय अदर्स ब्रजपुरपति आराध्या जसोदा इज ब्रजपति पुराराज्ञा जसोदा इज क्वीन ऑफ नंद महाराज ब्रजपति नंद महाराज राज्ञा मीन्स क्वीन Agya, she has ordered by the Agya of Yashoda Devi. Ati Jatnat, with great carefully. She, in the evening, after Surya Puja, Radhika has returned with his sakhis, companions to Javatgram. And he has done sun puja and Batu, Mane Krishna, has returned to his ghostha. Ghost means he has
assembly.
And Radhika now has come to his Javat village. When they were meeting, Krishna doing Surya Puja, all Sakhi were so much cheerful to see that Radhika is so cheerful. But now they are seeing that Radhika is not cheerful. She is so unhappy. She is feeling so separation for Krishna. These sakhis are Radha Prati Adhik Adhik Snehadhika. Understand?
Partial to Srimati Radharani.
So they are sakhis. Srimati Tulasi or Sati Manjari is Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi. So, when they were, Srimati Radhika was so unhappy, feeling so much separation. At the same time, one Sakhi came. Sakhi's name
I will see.
Chandan Kala. Chandan Kala.
So any Sakhi came from Yashoda Devi, Chandan Kala or any Sakhi. Yashoda ordered her that go to Javad and tell Srimati to send some sweetmeats and other things for night. Or Krishna when returns from cow grazing. After that, Srimati Radhika was feeling so much separation. But when she heard the order of Srimati Yashoda Devi, he was in working order. What? She became so much happy. Here you know the history. I have told perhaps that Durvasa has given any birth to Srimati Radhika. Birth?
Blessing.
To Radhika. That what you will cook will be very, very tasteful and so much giving powerful. Those who will take it will be so much powerful and so much lucky and defeat all demons. He will not be any time dukhi.
Unhappy.
And he will be always so beautiful. No rogue
disease
can attack you in that person. So, Yashoda is, once that anyhow Srimati Radhika should come to our house and cook all these things for Krishna. Because Krishna was going lean and thin. I have told all these things for her. So, Yashoda sent so many things, ornaments and blouses and everything, clothing, Radhika, through her mother-in-law, Jatila. Also, Jatila has some fear for Purnima, she tell him. That Purnima has told that if you will not send your
daughter-in-law
to Nanda Bhavan, all cows will be die. And all happiness and all wealth, everything go away. So you should send and obey Yashoda. So with the Kundalata and Lalita Vishakha, Tulsi is also following Srimati Radhika to Nanda Bhavan. But it is in morning time, Purvanha Leela, after Pratah Kalin Leela. Purvanha Leela comes from 9 to about 12. In this, and when Krishna takes Mahaprasadam at Nanda Bhavan, just all sakhis are there. After that, Krishna goes to in Purvanha Leela for cow grazing, and Yashoda Ma, Nanda Baba, all are following Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna satisfied his father and mother and they are returning, and at the same time Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha all worship Krishna with their eyes. After that Krishna goes away and Sakhi and all with all Sakhis she comes to Javad. And they go to Surya Puja. After that, in the evening, this he is telling that Yashoda has given orders. She was feeling so separation. So she is telling that, oh Devi, may I serve you? When Yashoda has ordered to send mishtanna,
sweets
and all other things, then I will burn so many chullis.
Stove
is another thing. By clay.
Yeah.
By clay we do chulli. So I will make so many chullis like a stove, and I will
give fire
in them. Thousands of chullis. All Sakhi are preparing with Radhika. Srimati Radhika is in middle. The Radhika, when she was at Javad, she was so feeling separation that her heart and body, everything was firing without fire there. Sweats were coming. And she was so hot, her body was so hot, that Tulsi Maharaj is telling that in Govinda Lilamritam or all other books, that they are giving so very good lotus flowers as a bed and upper part of Radhika body. With chandan, so many things are giving to make cool the body of Srimati Radhika, but yet not coming down the heat of Srimati Radhika body. But when Radhika went to her pakshala,
kitchen room,
he has taken off all her
ornaments
and all the dresses. Very fine white dress he has taken. No, like this, Hubert. Because there was no anyone, only Sakhis are there. So very light dress he has taken. No ornament. At that time, that Sakhi Tulasi is telling that when you are without ornament here, any time Padma, she is Aradhika, and she thinks that, oh, without ornament and without any costly dresses, she looks so beautiful, more than Chandravali. So here Tulsi is telling that what is the use of taking ornaments, giving ornaments to Srimati Radhika, and well dressed, no use. But without dress and without ornaments, she looks so beautiful. And at that time, we see that you are so happy at the time of cooking. No well. No well, nothing. Well means?
You say no sweat?
No. Hugat. Hugat. In Western, there is no word, perhaps.
They said B-A-I-S.
So, see, cooking and doing work on so many stoves at a time, like when a pot maker do like this, you have seen? And she is moving so fastly to all stoves and cooking all these things at the same time. And here, see, her body is so cool. He tells that, I wonder, in separation at your home, Javad, your body becomes so hot. But now we see that being in the midst of all the fire, you seem so cool. Why so? I wanted to serve you with pankha or chamar, fan and chamar. But I think no need at all. No sweat are here at this time. I wonder. So, sabatanija sakhinan madvidhanan cha hastai madhumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptam. At that time, you will order me, bring water, bring atta, flour, sugar, milk, ghee, and all these things. And I will give, you will order that, give this in pot, where oil is so hot, boiling, and I will give something. And what you order, I will do.
So, madpidhanan cha hastai madhumathana nimittam king tvayasan nidhaptyam.
And you will make ready so sweet and all things, and order me also to help you. So, will this fate will come for me to do help and seva of you?
This is in Javad or in?
In Javad.
Yeah.
In evening.
Yeah.
Evening Srimati Radhika does not come. In morning, about 9 she goes there. Afterward. Now all will come and this translation will do. But some slokas are to be so much explanation, but not so.
Nitannaman madvidhalalat tate lalatam prityapadaya mudita prajaraja raggi premna prasu eva bhavat kusalasya prichat bhabbe vidhasyati kada mai tavakatva.
At that time, when he made ready all these things, in the last slok, she is praying Srimati Radhika. Then all sweets are ready. Then will you order me to carry it to Yashoda Devi? So, for Krishna, now here, by the order, Radhika gives orders to Tulsi Manjari, who is so much
priya, dear to Srimati Radhika. He can order also Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari and all other Manjaris. But she is praying that, will he order me? Then Radhika becomes so pleased and telling Tulsi Manjari, you are so much dear to me. I think you, Rup Manjari, Long Manjari and all the Manjaris are so much dear to me. And I think I cannot go there now. If you will go and give it to Yashodama and before you, tumhare samaksh, before you, if Yashoda gives all these things to Krishna and Krishna takes all these things, I think that in what manner I will give all these things to Krishna? I think you will give it in more pleasant way to Krishna. But
she's saying that if the Gopi Manjaris do it, it will be even better than if she did it.
She gives. I think that you are my pratinidhi, you are my shadow, representative. So, if you are present there and in presence Krishna takes and you serve Krishna at that time by signing and doing so much loving activities to Krishna, I see that I am doing it myself. You are myself of my. So I think it will be so better. So I am sending you, and you should go to Yashodama and tell them that your daughter Radhika has sent all these things.
So Nitanna Mad Vidha Lalat Tate Lalatam.
When Srimati Radhika orders this Manjari, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, in a golden pot, he gives Kyaladdu, Manohar Laddu, Amrit Keli, Rasmalai, and so many things. You can prepare. Try to prepare all these things.
He will teach.
You know Rasmalai? You have seen? Rasabada. So many things she has prepared and gets in different pots and keeps in a very big golden pot and covers in very white cloth. Then Manjari takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all sakhis with her. But main is there, Tulsi Manjari. If Rup Manjari was there, Rup Manjari will be head of the party. So here is the Tulsi Manjari is the head of the party. She has taken on her head and all are carrying. They went to Nanda Bhavan. When they reached Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Ma was watching, waiting that when they will come. She comes in and goes out.
Inside and outside.
She saw that they are coming, so she became so glad, Yashoda Ma. She took Tulsi, she saw Tulsi, and Tulsi, at once seeing Yashoda Ma, put up his pot and give it to a very good place, where she should keep it, and then give her
forehead
on the feet of Yashoda. She was going to give like this, doing so. But in the midway, Yashoda came and caught her in her arms to that Tulsi Manjari, as if she was Radhika, because she loved her no less than Krishna. So at that time, she will put me in her arms and give my on my forehead her forehead. Understand? This is a sign of
affection,
love. And giving arms on my back, and as if I am daughter of
Yashoda. So she was loving me. Pritya padavit mudita brija raja raggi. Because Yashoda Ma is knowing this dasi, me, myself, Tulsi Manjari, a dasi of Srimati Radhika. I'm telling here Radhika, dasi, dasi, but there is no dasi sabda word there in that sphere. Beti or a daughter and other words are there. Then, doing so, Yashoda Devi will ask, Prinna Prasuriva. Prasuriva means in lovely manner, as if I am her daughter. Prasu. Prasu means
a mother
who gives birth to a child. This is Prasu. So I am a child of Mother Yashoda. So she is asking me, will she ask me, Bhavatah Kusalasya Prichyat. Oh, how is my daughter, loving daughter Radhika? She will ask to me. And I will, with same, with Manda Muskan,
smiling face,
I will tell that she is all right, okay. Bhavye vidhasyati kada nai tavakatyat. So, at that time Yashoda Devi loved me very affectionately at that time. She is telling here that Vaktaja Sodama, Krishna himself tells that if he knows that she is a dasi of Radhika or a dasi of Lalita or Visakha, Krishna gives her his all mercy to bestow to that dasi. So to be a dasi of Radhika is very highest thing in this upasana. Even it is so lovely than being the sakhi of dasika, of Radhika. So I want to be a dasi of Srimati Radhika, and I want to serve in all respect. Narottam Thakur is doing some prarthana here. Hari Hari Hena Dasa Hena Din Haibe Amar Duho Anga Parashiva Duho Anga Nirakhiva Sevan Kariva Duhakar. Narottam Thakur is doing prayer to Srimati Radhika or Krishna both, that then my fate will be so, and then I will have a day that I will serve Radha and Krishna both, but I am Dasi of Srimati Radhika. Yet by the order of Radhika, I am serving both, Krishna also. So when I will do sparsha, then I will sparsha,
touch
both, feet or anything. And duhu anga nirakhiva, and I will see with affection both Radha and Krishna. Sevan kariva duhakar, and I will serve both Radha and Krishna. When they are in state, they will order, O Dasi, come here. O Tulasi, O Rukminjari, O all Mandir, come on. My sweats are going on. You should do pankha. And after that, when sweats will go, they will order me that bring a glass of very good water for us. They will order. And I will carry that water to them. After that, they will order me to bring a tambul vitika. I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika. Radhika will supply in the mouth of Krishna. Lalita Vishakha Sangi Simano Kariva Range. Radhika and Vishakha are serving to Radha and Krishna. And in their anugatya,
guidance,
in their guidance, I will serve both, not as a master, but always in the guidance of Lalitar Gaur, Srimati. Srimati ka kya hota hai?
Youth.
Radha Yutheshwari. And Lalita is under the youth of Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakhar Gaur. And in Vishakha, there are so many divisions. Rukminjari is the head of all divisions. And in the divisions, our Gurudev, Guru Rupi Sakha is there. Guru Sakhi is there. In her guidance, I will serve both Radha and Krishna. So not Swatantra,
independent
service is there, but always in the guidance of Sakhi, all several that. Lalita Vishakha Sange Sevanu Karigarange Malagathi Bhivanana Phule Kanak Samput Bhari Tambul Kartur Bhari Yogaiva Adhar Yugale. At that time, by the order of Sakhis, I make a garland, very beautiful garland, and I will give it to Guru Sakhi, and Guru Sakhi will give to Rukminjari, and she will give to Lalita Vishakha, and they will give in the hands of Radhika. Radhika will give it to Krishna. Then Radhika will ask Rukminjari or Lalita Vishakha, who has made this garland so beautiful? Then I will be so much pleased to hear. Then Rukminjari will tell that this new Sakhi has done it. She is very intelligent and does good services. Rukminjari has given siksha,
training
to this new sakhi is so qualified. Hearing, I will be so much glad. Kanak samput bhari tambul kar pur bhari yogaiva adhar yugale. Radha Krishna Vrindavan aim or prandhan. Here, Narottam Thakur is saying that Radha and Krishna, Lalita Visakha, all sakhis, especially Vrindavan, all are my prandhan.
The wealth of my life.
Wealth of my life. Same or Jivan Upai. I am only living
by these means.
Without these things, without this service, ये बैठ कुछ बैठने के लिए है वहाँ without Vrindavan, without the serving of Radha and Krishna, without Lalita and Vishakha, I cannot live for a moment. She is feeling and crying always in his so many kirtans. If any man has greed towards all these things, certainly he will weep. And that will be, he will feel separation. Actually, he will have no taste in other things of this world. But we have so much taste for all these clothing, taking meals and all other things, praise. But he is telling that Radha Krishna Vrindavan, all the companions of Krishna are my pran, life. So we should fill this if we want to progress in this. Yaya patit pavan dehamore eidhan, tuha bina anna nahi bhai. He is telling to his Gurudev, Krishna, Rupa Raghunath and all others, Patit Pavan. You are Patit Pavan. I am Patit. Anyone should realize in doing bhajan that I am doing nothing. I am worthless. No? When we see, especially I see towards my mind, that I am doing no bhajan at all. A Kanishtha Adhikari sees that I am doing so much good type of bhajan. Madhyam Adhikari feels वो उसको experience होती है क्या?
He realizes
that I am doing no bhajan. I am doing some bhajan, but this is not like a bhajan. Madhyam Adhikari, if he is so honest, then he will realize it. And if he is Uttam Bhakta or Madhyam Uttam or Uttam, he will see that I am doing nothing. Really he will realize so. And he will weep always as Bhaktivinoda Thakur weeps, Narottam Thakur weeps, or Mangal ke, Billo Mangal, or Radhara Sudhanidhi,
Prabhudhananda.
Always they think like Raghunath Das Goswami said, he will be shortened. What we are doing? Any feeling separation? To feel separation for seva, at least of his Gurudev, for his Gurudev, she should realize some ki dipralamba va
separation.
I see that we don't need no appear coming. So he is speaking so loudly that keno achhaye pran ki sukh lagiya narottam das keno nagelo mariya. There is a prayer of Narottam Thakur. Gurapahun na bhajiya mainu. I'm so unworthy, unfit, actually doing no bhajan, doing only, I'm taking good cloth, good food, good sleep, and taking so much praise from others that you are a very qualified Vaishnava. But I think that I am worthy, unworthy for all these things. Krishna never comes in my heart. The fifth or sixth shloka, of Sikshastra. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadaruddhaya gira. Pulukar nikitam bapuh kadatmanam grahani bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself telling that when a day will come for me, that when I will tell Krishna, my eyes will be full of tears. There will be pulak there, gadgad here. Krishna, Krishna, I could not tell. Kri Kri, Krishna, Jagannath, Jaja Gaga. Mahaprabhu is telling. So when this day will come? Do we pray like this? Pray? If not, we should do pray. We should pray for all these things. Why all things are not coming? Because our heart is like a stone by
offenses.
So many offenses, so many unearths, and we are seeing that unearth is there. Kanishtha Adhikari will not see, but Madhyama Adhikari can see some of these things, and Uttama Adhikari will vividly see all these things. So he is telling that all these conditions will come if you will do mercy upon me, bestow mercy upon me. Tua bina anna nahi vai. I am seeing only the way that my heart will be so komal,
soft,
will be so soft. And yab dravit ho jayega, dravit
will be melted.
Will be melted. If you do mercy upon. Otherwise, it is like a stone. Pasu paki jhure paasa na vidare suni jar guna gatha. A stone can
melt
if they will hear the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his pastime. I am hearing, but not my heart is melting. Then I am so much unworthy than a stone even. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through Jharikhand, and so many beasts, wild beasts and all other melted. They told Krishna, and being a man and devotee, our heart is not melting. Not a drop of tear is coming. So he is very sorrowful. He becomes so sorry. We should also be sorry that all qualities should come to us for his seva. So Narottam Thakur is telling that Gorapahu na bhajiya maini prema ratan dhan helaye harai. Do you this kirtan? Have you heard?
Yes, I heard Prabhupada singing.
Gurapahu Nabhajiyam Enu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only 500 years before. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are in this world. So sincere devotees are there. They have come down in the Guru Parampara of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. How do they do bhajan sincerely? We have heard all these things by means of Chaitanya Charitamrita and all other books. We have seen it. But I have no taste in doing bhajana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not doing service of Radha and Krishna. Son, how wretched person in this world. Gurapahu na bhajiyamanu prema ratana dhan helai herai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought prem dhan to give us free. And he has done his hands, let's take, but we are not taking. In a so bina kimat ka, bina mulya ka,
without any value,
he is giving to us, but we are so wretched that we are not taking this prem. He is telling prema dhat ratana dhan helaye harainu. He is giving, offering always, and we are not taking. Adhane jatana kari dhan te aginu. Adhane, the things which are not valuable, that are not wealth, we are understanding them wealth as wealth, and trying always for these things. But not for this prem dhan. We are not doing any effort, not sadhan bhajan. Iske baad mein kya?
Vishaya 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 vishaya.
And I am only by chanting the Krishna name, Gaur name, and doing sankirtan, it can be achieved. But we have no taste in also this. Vishaya vishama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning us. Narottam Thakur is also warning. All Goswamis are warning. Don't go towards Vishaya. Ruprasa Gandha Sabdasparsha. There are five Vishaya. We test it by five
senses.
They are warning us. Yet we do. Or mind does not obey us. It goes to taste all these things. So Narottam Thakur is telling that these senses are not obeying me. So what should I do? Narottama Das keno nagela mariya. Why you are not dying? That in other birth I will again try to do bhajan of Gauri Chandra and Radha Krishna. I see that in this birth I cannot do anything. I am so much papi, adham, sinful. So here, then he comes to 48 and we should end here. Now all are so easy. We will see that what a sloka we again can say.
But the translations here are not clear like when you speak. Even the easy ones.
I am beginning to appreciate this. Bilap Kusumanjali is very special, because almost every verse it is the viewpoint of Gopi Manjari. So many other poems are Krishna or even Radha, but not this. Very thankful you're giving us this.
Raghunath Das Goswami giving his every word very deep meaning. And remembering past times regarding that word, Tambul, remembering the past times of Krishna, when Srimati Radhika is giving Tambul to Krishna, or Krishna is giving his half-heeded things. After this sloka, it will come back. Tulsi went to Yashoda Bhavan, and returning from there, Krishna has given some prasad. Yashoda is giving some prasad. That of the milk. Yashoda is giving prasad to Dhanishta, for Srimati Radhika and all sakis in the night. The speciality that Tulsi Manjari is seeing, that Dhanishta is so near and dear to Krishna. When Krishna was taking all these things, anything by that Radhika has cooked it, so sweet, so fragranceful, and so tasteful, but Krishna takes in mouth and then gives it out, taking something, and rest he gets in the pot. At once Dhanishta knows that it is so sweet, but yet Krishna has done that milk, his bhangi, that it is not so sweet. So Krishna gives his remnants in this pot, and skillfully Dhanishta takes it and mix in the pot that Yashoda has given in a pot, so many delicious things there. He keeps in that pot, skillfully she keeps, and takes it to Srimati Radhika. And especially that remnant of Krishna gives Srimati Radhika. Radhika gives a little to all the sakhis, to this. It has been. She is telling that, can I do service like this to you? You bestow our mercy that I will be so able to do all this seva. If not seva, in remembrance he could come in my, your all these pastimes and services in my mind, I will be so lucky. Yes.